Blog Talk Radio.
Is trying to tell you something by virtue of this headbuster Rona. And if he's trying to tell you something, perhaps it's in your best interest to listen. And how do you listen? You listen by doing a critical analysis and assessment of his word. You listen by taking heed and counsel to his word. You listen by studying day and night and meditating on what the Most High would have you to do, the who, what, when, where, and or how. It's just that simple. We make everything hard now, don't we? It is not that hard. We make everything hard. The Most High makes everything simple. But us, with our stubbornness, our stiff-neckedness, our imaginations, our fancy, our leaning to our own understanding, simply put ourselves in a riot and fall from the Most High. Instead of, as the Most High says, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. If you join near to Brother Yom Suf Arif, you're not drawing near to the Most High. If you're drawing near to Moray Cartrell, you're not drawing near to the Most High. If you're drawing near to Ima Hadora, and God, the Most High, bless them, both of them, you're not drawing near to the Most High. And we are not a cut personality. We speak where the Most High speak. We give commentary, but we speak where the Most High speak, and we shut our mouths where he don't speak. We don't go into imaginations and our fancies, and we certainly don't lean to our own understanding. So perhaps the Most High is trying to tell you something. Perhaps it's best that you listen up. We have two ears and one mouth. That suggests to me that you ought to be listening twice as much as you all be running your mouths off. It's true. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Brother Yom Suf Arif. Maybe the Most High is trying to tell you something by virtue of this Rona. And maybe it's in your best interest to listen up. That being said, let me get started. Turn to in your maps to the book of Ezekiel. And turn to section 14, if you will. See, the Most High is something serious. He ain't nothing to play with. He ain't no joke. He ain't this cuddly little bear you can put on your mantle in your house when you get ready. Tickle me Elmo. Then take him down when you feel like it. No, it don't work like that. The Most High should be the center of the mantle, the center of your attention, the center of your heart, the center of your mind, the center and the thirst of your heart and mind. If he isn't, I don't know what to tell you. Perhaps you need to find out then by listening up. Let us get started, okay? And I will begin by reading the word of the Most High. And he is speaking about Ezekiel. And are you ready? Okay, let's get started. Certain elders of Israel came to me and sat down before me. This is Ezekiel speaking. They sat down before me. And the word of the Elohim, Yah, came to me. He said, O mortal, these men have turned their thoughts upon their fetishes. See, they mind ain't right. They coming to you like they right, but they mind ain't right. They mind on their fetishes, their abominations, their idolatry. Let me give you one up on them. Their thoughts are on their fetishes and set their minds upon the sin, though which they stumble. They're stumbling, but they're coming to you like they for real. And he said, shall I respond to their inquiry? And he says, now speak to them and tell them, thus saith the Elohim Yah, if anyone of the house of Israel turns his thoughts upon his fetishes and sets his mind upon the sin to which he stumbled, and yet come to the prophet putting on the hits, I, the Elohim, will respond to him. I, the Most High, will respond to him. As he come with his multitudes of fetishes, thus I will hold the house of Israel to account for their thoughts. Even for your thoughts. You can't be focusing on idolatry, the fetishes, and abominations, and so on and so forth. You can't focus your attention on that. You can't be coming to the Most High double-minded, faking the funk, putting on the hits. As we can see on Fool's Book, if you go over there, you'll see quite distinctively those mindsets. Because they have been estranged from me through their what? Through their fetishes, through their idolatry, through their sins, through their abominations. Now said to the house of Israel, thus said the Elohim Yah, repent and turn back from your fetishes, your idolatry, your abomination, and turn your minds away from all your abominations. You got to get your mind right. You know, that's why I say quite often on the Real Talk for Real People show that you can't be leaning to your own understanding. And you got to ask the Most High for a new mind, just like King David. Because King David, as Maury Cotter alluded to, is his favorite king, mine too. Knew his mind wasn't right, and that mind wasn't going to work for him. That mind was working on him. And if the mind you got is not working for you, it is working on you. It is working against you. It is calling you to stumble. You all pray for a new one. I pray every night. I'm going to keep it real, brothers and sisters. I ain't faking the fuck. I pray every night the prayer of King David. Most High, give me a new heart, a new mind that love you with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. I mean, I'm feeling this. And the thirst after righteousness. And my neighbor as myself. You got to feel it. It's got to be part of your innate nature. You can't come to the Most High faking the funk, putting on the hits, double-minded. He see right through that. Now, you can fool me. You can fool Maury Cartrell. You can fool Ema Hadara. But did I tell you about those sheriffs? They got wings all over themselves. They got wings all over their, they got eyes all over their wings, all over their bodies. And they see everything. And they ain't going to miss anything. They even know your very thoughts. You got to get that garbage out your mind. And let me go back to the reading. For if any man of the house of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel, different nations, break away from me and turn his thought upon his fetishes and set his mind upon the sin to which he stumbled. Your sin caused you to stumble. Your rotten thinkers caused you to the mind to keep it real. And then goes to the prophet to inquire of me through him, and then going to the prophet like you real, like you keep it real, like you faking the funk, and coming to me like you real, like you ain't playing. The Most High said, I see right through you. I am the Elohim. Yeah, I will respond to him directly. I'm going to deal with him or her directly. I will set my face against that man or woman and make him a sign and a byword. I will cut him off from the midst of my people. Then you should know that I am the Elohim. I'm not playing. And if a prophet is seduced and does not speak a word to such a man, it was I, the Elohim, who seduced that prophet. I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from among my people, Israel. Thus they shall bear their punishment, the punishment of the inquirer and the punishment of the prophet shall be the same, one and the two. If you got a prophet, a man, or a woman of the Most High, and seduced by these demonic people, and you don't get it straight,
you don't get it right, they come to you. I ain't talking about you running to them. I'm talking they come to you. And they saying this and that and another. And you don't straighten it up, that's on you. You know, Brother Maury Cottrell and I, we were talking about that very same thing yesterday. We have a moral duty and an obligation as elders in the nation. And when we see something amiss, we must speak to correct it. Not simply go along to get along and think it's going to go away. It isn't. It must be corrected. As we bear the burden, are you willing to bear the burden of your brothers and sisters? We are to keep the nation cool, calm, and collected. We are to keep the nation focused on the word of the Most High and not lead to our own understanding. Are you doing that? Are you simply a cowardly lion? You can't be a cowardly lion in this business. You got to be straight up in this business. We have a moral duty, and we're duty bound to do no less as leaders in this nation. And when someone comes to us, they are within our ear range and talking within our ear range, and we don't correct the matter, it's on us. We can't let this stuff get by. We had to say, calm down, calm down. What did the Most High say? Okay. Well, let's keep it focused then. Let's keep it focused. No, we're not gonna listen to your fancies and your imaginations. We're gonna listen to the Most High. We're gonna keep this cool, calm, and collected right down the middle, okay? I don't mean no harm. But that's just the way it is. I don't want no problem. But I have a moral duty and obligation to do no less. And we certainly have that, don't we, elders? Let me continue in the reading. Thus they shall bear the punishment of the inquirer, someone come to you in inquiring, and the punishment of the prophet, of the man or woman, of the Most High, shall be the same, so that the house of Israel may never again stray from me. And we, the reason why we do this, because we don't want the Most High people to veer to the left or to the right, to stay focused, to stay on point, so they should never again stray from me, the Most High, and defile itself with all its transgressions. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim, declares Yah, our Elohim, the Most High. He goes on to say, the word of the Elohim came to me. This is Ezekiel speaking. And he says to me, O mortal, if a land were to sin against me, if a land, I don't care who that land is, and commit a trespass, I'm going to show you how serious I am. And I stretched out my hand against it, and broke its staff of bread, and sent famine against it, and cut off man and beast from it, even if these three men, whom I value, whom I love, whom are close to me, whom I have high regard for, even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, should be in that land, and they would by their righteousness, they would by their righteousness save only themselves. Everybody got to stand up on his own two feet, declares the Elohim Yah. Or, if I were to send wild beasts to roam the land, and they depopulated it, and it became a desolation with none passing through it because of the beast. As I live, declares the Elohim Yah, those very three men I spoke about, those three men in it would neither save their sons, their daughters, and they alone would be saved. But the land would become a desolation. Everybody got to stand on their own 2 feet. Or if I were to bring a sword upon that land, I don't care what that land is, and say, let a sword sweep through the land so that I may cut it off from it, man or beast. Man or beast won't even survive there. If those very three men whom I spoke about should be living in that land, as I live, I declare, the Elohim Yah, they would save neither their sons, their daughters, but they alone would be saved. Everybody got to stand on their own 2 feet. Or if I let loose a pestilence, as in this case, in this land, everybody got to stand on their own 2 feet. If I let loose Rona, I ain't playing against that land. And I poured out my fury upon it in blood, cutting off from it man or beast. Should Noah, Daniel, or Job be living in that land as I live, declares I, Elohim Yah. They would save neither son nor daughter. They would save themselves alone by their righteousness. You got to get some get right on yourself, and you got to stand up on your own 2 feet. I can't do nothing for you. You can't do nothing for me. You got to, each one got to stand up on their own 2 feet with the Most High. This ain't no game, brothers and sisters. This is something serious. That's why we must, when someone comes to us with these inquiries of their imaginations, of fancies, and leaning to their own understanding, coming to us, we had to get them some get right so they can gain some righteousness through their actions and through their relationship with the Most High and their relationship with one another and their relationship with strangers. All these components go in together. It's just like a clockwork working in total performance. One can't work with the idea of the, although that clock is a clock within itself. That clock got to run by itself. And all those components have to work within that clock in order for that clock to work. But that clock can't lean on the other clock. That clock got to work for itself. And brothers and sisters, you got to stand up on your own 2 feet. You got to get some get right. You got to get your mind right. Because the Most High ain't nothing to play with. And he says, assuredly, thus said the Elohim Yah, how much less should any escape the sword? Should any escape the sword, the famine, the wild beast, the pestilence, the cutoff, all man and beast from it? Yet, there are survivors left of it. There are men and women who are standing on their own 2 feet, who are righteous with me. You might not see it, but I see it because I see everything. That's what the Most High is saying. So don't get upset and discombobulated. Oh, man, that's hard. What I'm do that for? Man, all them folk, man. Oh, no. My son, my daughter, whatnot. Oh, Lord. Oh, well, you got the wrong type mind anyway. That's why I said, you got to pray for a new thinker because your thinker is broke. See, if you pray for the thinker like King David had, that mind understands things. You know, it loves, like King David loved his children. Don't get it twisted. I remember one time King David was praying. I don't know whether or not that was his firstborn or not, that baby he had with Bathsheba. And he was fasting and praying, sackcloth and ashes, and And they came to him and said, the child is gone. And they turned around, King David had washed up, ate up, and hit that. What's really going on? King David said, look here, check this out. I did what I was required to do for my baby. While that baby was yet born, was yet alive. But the baby ain't here no more, and I can't do no more. That's how y'all feel about your own. Because I go to him before he come back to me. So ain't no sense me worried about that. I got other things to do. I got a country to run. I know you may be upset about some of your sons and daughters. But if you've done all you can, you better have a mind like King David. I know about Absalom. When Absalom called him Heartbreak Hotel. But he kept it moving. You got to keep it moving. You can't save your daughter. You can't save your son. The only thing you can do is work on you and your relationship with the Most High. And that's what I suggest that you do. And you be good at doing it too. And going into conclusion. Yet there are survivors left of it. Sons and daughters who are being brought out. There are going to be some sons. There's going to be some daughters that's going to survive all this. Now, don't you worry about a thing. You need to work on you. They are coming out to you. And when they see their ways and their deeds, you will be consoled for the disaster that I brought on Jerusalem, for that I brought on it. You will be consoled because of this fact. Through them sons and daughters, when you see their ways and their deeds, they changed. They changed for one reason, because when they came to you for inquiry, you told them the right thing. You didn't tell them the wrong thing. And it sinked in some of their heads, their broken thinkers. You'll be consoled that what you did worked for some, although it didn't work for others. Be consoled for the ones that it worked for. And realize that not what I caused that I do all that I did in it. I didn't do it for no good reason. I didn't destroy Jerusalem for no good reason. I didn't wake up one morning and say, oh, man, I'm sick of it. No, y'all gave me good reason to. And even today as I speak in 2020, we still give the Most High good reason to. But even that being said, some sons and some daughters and some of us gonna make it out. Be consoled and keep your mind right. That being said, you've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Brother Yam Su Parif. I'm gonna bring my brother and friend on shortly after we listen to this lovely song. I like motivating songs, encouraging songs. And then the apple of our eye, Ima Hadora from St. Louis, Missouri. We're gonna give you a triple whammy, because we want this information to be infused in you, that it becomes second nature to you. Okay? So when Rona come around, when the sword come around, when the locusts come around, you ain't running here and there to and fro like Chicken Little. Oh, it's true. As my Latin American friend said, it's so, so true, amigos. Enjoy this lovely song. I'll be right back. My name is Yam Su Parif. Enjoy this lovely song. Thank you. Thank you.
hold your head. Hold it up high. And don't you be afraid of the dark, for at the at the end of the storm, there is a golden
God of Israel, Isaac, and Jacob. You know that song, brought tears to my eyes because Israel shouldn't have to worry about Rona or anything else for that matter. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Without further ado, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Brother Maury Cottrell. May the Most High bless you, brother.
All praise to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Shalom, Brother Yasu Fari. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, my brother. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I ain't never heard that song. Who's that, Aretha Franklin?
Yes. Yeah, bro.
That sounds like gospel to me, man. You're taking people back to church.
No. Just taking people to the Most High. No gospel. Most High.
Yeah. That's like, I don't know, man. That music is addictive to our people. And I'm sure they're not thinking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when they hear our people singing gospel.
Well, I direct them to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Truth be told, brother.
But yeah, man, I have a hard time listening to gospel.
Yeah.
Because they give so much energy and so much of their brilliance to idols. Like the Most High said, we got these idols in our heart. And
yeah, if she had mentioned any other name but God and I-O-M Yah, she definitely would have been singing on the show, I can assure you. But since it was neutral, and I can put the Most High, Elohim Yah, into it, it was just a motivating song.
Yes.
Under the circumstances.
It could be positive motivation if you have the right thing in mind.
Exactly. And I always direct them in the right direction.
Yes. We have to do that because we got to get rid of that idol in our heart. That's the one thing that the Most High is peeved at. And the people with the idols in their heart, they'll come at you like these elders. They come in at Ezekiel knowing they got this idol in their heart, asking Yah. It's like in Jeremiah. They say, "Go Jeremiah, go find out what Yah wants." And Jeremiah like, "Y'all sure?" So all right, I'm going to go find out what Yah wants y'all to do. He comes back with the message. They're like, "Nah, we ain't doing that." Like we wasted the prophet's time. And Yah seen that Israel will waste the prophet's time. So rather than waste the prophet's time, he said, "Listen, when they come to you with this BS, with this garbage, with their idols in their heart, and they inquire about me, I'ma deal with them. Don't worry, you step to the side. I'ma deal with them personally and make them happen." And that's the harsh message that this chapter is bringing, because Yah is tired of our people being misled astray and being taken away from him by false leaders and false doctrines and these idols in our heart. And where do these idols in our heart come from? They come from the other nations. We trying to do what they do. We trying to serve the gods they serve. We trying to pray and worship and bow down and do what they do, and Yah gave us a whole nother prescription that we refuse to follow.
Truth be told, brother.
These leaders feed our appetite like crackheads. They know you want crack. They got all the crack you want. They ain't trying to get you no better because they get rich off your addiction. And we're addicted to these idols. And these ministers are like crack dealers because they know that that's your addiction. They're going to keep feeding you these idols. But y'all, so I'm going to deal with them.
Should be told.
And the last part of this chapter, he's talking about how he's going to bring the judgment. Pestilence, plague, famine and sword. And then what? Nobody escapes, and can nobody help you? You have to be walking a righteous path when Yah unleashed the pestilence, the plague, the famine, and the sword. And he takes care of his people in the midst of all of that. That's why he said, don't worry about it, because sons and daughters are going to escape. And you're going to be comforted, because in your mind, you think everybody's going to be destroyed. No, everybody's not going to be destroyed. Yah got a remnant that he's going to pull out. The people that had a heart to hear. So our prayer should be, purify our hearts that we could serve Yah in truth. Because we sometimes lie to ourselves.
Should be told.
That's our stumbling block. So we're trying to take the stumbling block out the way. Yah's not a man. He said not even Daniel, Noah, or Job. He should have threw somebody else in there too. Jesus. Because can't nobody save you in that day. Should have threw Jesus up in there. Jesus. Because Jesus ain't as great as Noah or Daniel or Job. And Job went through it. Noah saved his sons. We don't know about Daniel's children, but everybody loved Daniel. All the kingdoms loved Daniel because he was a wise, humble man. And he had that connect with the Most High. Job lost his first family. I don't know what they was doing, but he had to go through it and keep his faith in Yah. And Yah blessed him with another, more abundant family. So,
That's why I say you got to have a mind like King David.
Yes, sir.
You got to, like that Kenny Rogers song, you got to know when to hold up, when to fold up, when to walk away, when to run.
Yeah, you're not playing with man. You're playing with our Creator. And you can fiddle fought with man all you want. And Yah saying, I'm going to put my foot down. And when the judgment go out, it's going exact what it exact. And Ezekiel, at least he showed you. Most High got his soldiers, his warriors, his missionaries out there amongst the people finding out whose heart is where. And they ain't got to interview or talk to you. They could read your mind. They could read your heart. They know what's in it. And you mark either for destruction or for salvation. And you can't convince Yah with your words because he's watching your actions.
Right.
Like you said, these angels got eyes everywhere.
Jelly, they don't miss anything, brother.
Oh, no. And you wonder, how can that be? It's like when you was a child, right? And driving in the car, you see the moon.
Like, right.
Why is the moon following us?
Following me. Yeah, I remember doing that. Imagine all those eyes following you.
Can't see them though. Only if you're a prophet. And if you wasn't in tune with Yah, he'd probably scare you to death.
Truth be told,
just looking at them.
Truth be told.
Eyes everywhere. Nah, bug you out. And moving like which direction they can move. Yeah, man. That description that he describes in his chapters, man, wasn't for everybody to see. And everybody can't see it. Got to be on high, a man or a woman of God, to see those type of things. And these false prophets that speak in the name of Yah, they got a problem.
A real big problem.
And the people that love them and love to follow them, they got a problem too. Because he said, I'm going to punish all of them together. Give them what they want. With your book said fetishes.
Yeah, fetishes.
You want to know fetishes? Fetishes are idols too.
Yep.
Give them your fetishes.
They focus on the idols.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Brother Ray, y'all? This is Wednesday night.
He came on Facebook. And he didn't say specifically where he was, but he had put a notation that he had been doing something. People were trying to contact him, and he was doing okay. So, perhaps the Baltimore situation hadn't worked to his advantage, and he probably got on down, so ain't no telling.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to hear young voices, what's going on, especially now. What's in their mind and what's in their heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We always got a place for them. We'll see.
No doubt.
Well, we got our love and dear sister, Imadora.
Okay. She bring the fire.
Come on now, you already know. Sister Imadora, may the Most High bless you, sister. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, Ima. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, shalom, my dear heart. May the Most High bless you both. as he may bless all of Israel for, and we are giving all praise and honor and glory to his holy, righteous name. For our Elohim, the Most High, is so worthy of our praise, so worthy of our praise, and yet we give him so little, and it just tears my heart out. I love these people. I love this verse because it brings out much truth. The elders, whenever Israel got into trouble, the Almighty always sanctioned to go gather the elders. So he's exposing the elders back then as he is also exposing them today. These elders is misleading our people. They're caught up in themselves. Many of them got their idols in their heart, and they're teaching our people that idol. You know, it's interesting that I find it interesting that in these chapters of Ezekiel, he speaks eloquently, he speaks about the remnant. Well, and that should bring us to some type of understanding as well, because if the Ezekiel was speaking about a remnant back then, and pertaining to the remnant of that day. When we speak about the remnant of today, wouldn't you think that these people that are here today are the remnant of the remnant back then?
Yes.
So we need to understand remnant. But we put so much focus, we filthy as hell. I mean, we filthy. And yet we run around pointing the finger and talking about there's only going to be a remnant. You need to understand remnant. Remnant just means what's left of the whole. And you best be praying to the Most High that you're part of that whole. You see, because the Almighty speaks about pestilence, the sword, and captivity. And those three-thirds, everybody said a third, two-thirds of Israel is going to perish. Well, the whole that Yah speaks about is pestilence, the sword, and captivity. That makes up the whole. What part of the whole are you going to be a part of or remnant of? And as far as these elders, I'm right there with Yah. We don't have to. We talk a good thing, many of our people. Talk a good game, but only Yah know what's in the heart. As it is stated, Yirmiyahu, the 17th chapter, 17th chapter, the 5th verse, I, Yah, searches the heart. I'm sorry, 9th verse. I, Yah, searches the heart and try every man by the reign of it. So we can't hide from Yah. We can't. We can have dressed it up. We can dress up and look ever so wonderful in our beautiful attire and whatever. But if we feel this hell on the inside, you cannot hide it from the Creator.
Truth be told, Ima.
Truth be told. You see. So it's not about trying to please man and try to run around here and seduce man and try to impress man. It's about going before your God and impressing him. Because at the end of the day, he's got the last say. He's got the last say. I woke up this morning, and this message was in my heart and in my head. Be still and know that I am Yah. Israel's running around with their heads cut off like all over the place. Talking about running here, running there. You better be still as I am. Still and know who your God is. Know where your salvation rests. Know your fountain of drinking water living water, because that fountain of living water is Yah. And the only way you're going to live is right now, you got to drink from it. I think that this book, it's just so wonderful how the Almighty says the whole house of Israel is estranged from him through their idols. He doesn't say no individual. He didn't say no group, no congregation. He said the whole house. Or did I misread that? Let me read it again. Therefore, in verse 4, therefore speak to them and say, thus said Yahuwah, every one of the house of Israel who set up his idols in his heart and put before him what causes him to stumble into iniquity. And then comes to the prophet, I, Yahweh, would answer him who comes according to the multitude of his idols, that I may treat the house of Israel by their heart, because they are all, what does all mean? They are all estranged from me by their idols. Whether it be these idols or these gods or these running these leaders or whatever you have set up in your heart and you've given them more priority than the Creator himself, you got to change your ways just right now. You got to change your way of thinking. And guess what? Not just you. You're the first example. You're the one to get the tapping first. Because the Almighty said, yeah, all the ends of the earth shall know him before this is over with. All shall bow and swear and know that he is Yah. But it starts with you, Israel. It starts with you. We have got to go. I can't say it enough. As Moray tells me frequently, I sound like a broken record. That's because we don't get it. We, it's no way to Yah except to repent. Turn your face from your idols. Turn your ways from wickedness. Turn your self-analyzation, as Brother Young Soo always say, you got to analyze yourself. You run around here, all these so-called leaders or whatever, they're going to save everybody else. But they haven't changed themselves. How are they going to change you?
Truth be told, Ima. Truth be told.
You see, Jesus is like the worst crack they could have. It's the worst drug they could have ever given our people. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to smell it. You don't have to smoke it. You don't have to drink it. You don't have to shoot it. You don't have to ingest it. Only thing you got to do is believe it. And you begin to go and speak the word of God to our people. Well, they know I'm not down with that God. He's too harsh. You know, only thing I got to do is believe. Okay. But Almighty gave you a perfect example about your belief. Back in the 70s, they had people that was really getting high on their LSD, hallucinating drugs. And in their mind, that drug was telling them, just like Jesus is telling you, you can go to the highest mountain and jump off of it, and guess what? You're going to be saved. But in the midst of all of it, what happens? Law, the law of Yah, stands up in the midst of all, in defiance of all of your beliefs. Because the minute you take that leap, guess what? Your fate is already sealed. The Almighty didn't require no belief of you, Israel. He required your obedience. He required of you your allegiance to him.
Ima, if you jump off a building, his law and his judgment is in effect at the same time.
You're absolutely right. I mean, go and run and tell that.
But it's interesting because in this chapter, he repeats again in the sixth verse, therefore, say to the people of Israel, when they ask these stupid questions, this is what Sovereign Yah says over and over again. What do you say? Repent. Turn from your idols and renounce all your detestable practices. Simple. He ain't say do the law, set up temples, title yourself, chiefs, captains, princes, reset the order in captivity. He keeps saying the same thing over and over and over.
Over again. And you know, I speak on as well. And the Almighty mentioned Job. And Brother Yosu mentioned, you know, about Job's, I think it was Brother Yosu that mentioned about Job's children. If we're mindful, the Almighty said, even if he came through and Job, Noah, and Daniel was in the city, they couldn't say no one but their themselves by their righteousness. Is that right?
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Because Noah did save his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. He's saying in the situation they're in right here, Noah couldn't even save them.
Right. And that's what I'm addressing, is what God is saying here. Okay? But, and the reason why I want to bring that up, because it's something else Israel does and take great pride in doing it and not realize that they're still in a rebellion against the Most High. Every time I go on Facebook or I see it on Facebook, everybody wish for us on a happy birthday. Well, Job, let's go to Job in the first chapter and go to verse 4. And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day. They were doing the ways of Babylon back then. And would send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them. And he will rise early in the morning, offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Huh? But we teach our children to this day the ways of Babylon. Go get some birthday cake. Got those sisters acting a fool out there in California yesterday with a birthday party for their one-year-old child.
Sure it is.
We don't know the ways of our God. And we think that it's all in innocency. But that's how the adversarial spirit works. In the garden, he didn't lie to Adam and Eve. He twisted the truth. He said, if you eat, you won't die. What he didn't tell him, you won't die this day. But you're going to die. You see? Because he could not overrule the word of God. And deception never comes in loud and braggadocious with tingling bell and vibrant colors. It comes in quietly and alluring. And you think you're righteous, but if it doesn't line up with the word of God, you out of sorts. You out of step. And we don't want to get right. We love these Babylonian ways. We love the ways of the Egyptians. We love these other gods. And the Almighty gives us great understanding when he said, I chose you above all the people. I separated you from the rest of the people, even to the point when he brought us out of Egypt. He didn't even want us to have the same calendar. When he brought Abraham out, he didn't want him in the same land. When he brought the covenant with Yaakov, he even changed his name. Y'all don't want us like everybody else. But he did want Israel to be an example for all of creation. They were supposed to be the ones to teach the world as to how to serve this great, mighty one. And we have failed. We have served every other deity. We ain't brought nobody to Yah. So we have to get right, Israel. Listen to the prophets. Moray brings out an interesting point all the time. Many of these camps and all these other so-called leaders teaching you about the first five books, but they forgot what Yah said. When Yah spoke to Israel, they said, let us not, went to Moshe, crying and complaining. Oh, let us not hear his voice again, because we're going to die, man. Hey, listen, from here on out, you need to go on up there and see what he got to say. Then you come back and tell us. We don't want to hear nothing else he got to say. And Almighty said, well, did they speak? From henceforth, I will speak through my servants, the prophets. So when they cut you off at the first five books, they have cut you off from hearing anything else y'all had to say. Listen to your God, Israel. Get to know your God. Repent. Return back to God. Humble yourselves, Israel. It's all for our good. It's all for our salvation. Only Yah can save us. He's not trying to hurt us. He's trying to save us. But we can't go to Yah any old kind of way. We have to have a heart transplant. We have to change our heart.
Yeah, they think of it broken.
And a brain, you're absolutely right. Brain surgery as well. You need a major operation, Israel.
They ain't coming to you.
You're stinking. You know, when you've been in the grave for so long, what happens? You stink.
You're rotten. You're rotten, Ema.
You're rotten like rotten flesh. You're dying while you're on your feet. Only Yah can bring, put life back into us. And in order for him to do this, he gave us precise instructions as he speaks thoroughly through the prophets over and over and over again. His message remains the same, Israel. And when you hear the message of the prophets, it lines up with the Torah totally and completely. Everybody said they're doing the law. How is it that you're doing the law, but you can't do the law of return? What God told us to do to find favor with him once again. And Moray, maybe you can explain this to me and explain to the listening audience too, how people feel like they don't have to do what Yah told them to do, because they know the day come Yom Kippur, that's all they got to do is wait on Yom Kippur, and they do Yom Kippur, and they're cool. They're good. Yeah.
Has Yom Kippur caused Yah to forgive our sins and take us back to our land?
Say that again?
I said, us observing Yom Kippur, has that been successful in bringing Yah back to us and our relationship back to him?
No.
As a nation?
No. And would you like to tell him why, Maureen?
Really? We're trying to be sticklers of the law of Moses, and we cannot do the laws of Moses in the land of our captivity, which is why we had to come out of Egypt in order to serve Yah. And coming out of Egypt, Yah purified us, was trying to purify us in the wilderness, and was taking us to our allotted inheritance, which he promised to our father, Abraham. He warned our people that there were nations in there that were corrupt, that were wicked, that had idols. He said, there's nations in there that are greater and mightier than you. He said, don't fear them, because I'm with you, because I'm about to clear them out for the evils that they do. And basically, the rest is history, because our forefathers never obeyed Yah, no matter how many times he sent how many prophets. And our kings and our priests fell into corruption. So we're going to get into our history, because we haven't done anything that Yah has told us to do from day one.
You know, you made an interesting point, because if we are mindful of verse 13, in Ezekiel 14, it reads in this wise, son of man, when a land sins against me. Did we hear that? went a land stands against me by persistent unfaithfulness, I will stretch out my hand against it. I will cut off its supply of bread, send famine on it, and cut off man and beast from it. How can you be cut off, Israel? Talking about you serving Yah.
I got another question for you. How much of the earth right now fits the category you just read?
The whole earth.
Okay. You don't think Yah gonna stretch his hand out because the whole earth is like that?
Oh, I know. What do they call this new thing? Corona sick 19?
Yes. COVID.
Rona, as you all call it.
COVID-19.
It's Rona just in one part of the earth. It's Rona all over the earth.
And there will be famine all over the earth. If people are shut in, people can't work. How the farmers going to produce? How the truck drivers going to deliver? How the people? The whole system is breaking down.
Yes. And I'm so glad you brought that out, Moray, because everybody's so locked into Rona. They're not standing back watching what the domino effect is going to be.
Yeah. And the doctors and the nurses on the front line are getting sick and dying. Who are you going to run to get their healing from?
Trump ordered all the retired doctors and nurses back to work. Come on now.
Yeah, they desperate now.
They retired. He's ordering them back to work.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is nothing to play with in Israel. If you're listening, you have got to know when the Almighty said, "My word shall accomplish everything I sent it to do. It shall not return to me void." Don't listen to these lying preachers talking about the word died on the cross and went up there and stood on the right side of God. Word is still out here accomplishing everything y'all sent it forth to do. Wake up. It's right now. You're a God, the apple of his eye. And if we know that in Ezekiel, the 8th chapter, we've read that Yah removed his glory from the place he chose to place his name. Yet, if we're mindful in Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, we were told everything we had to do, give, in order to praise Yah, serve him, had to be done where Yah chose to place his name. The Almighty Word is full of checks and balances. It gives us nowhere to run to in our foolishness because there's something right there to check us. Get to know Yah. Get to know Yah. And that first song you played, Brother Young Su, speak to me, Yah. Mm,
yes, ma'am. Mm.
Speak, Yah. Speak,
speak
Yah.
To me.
Yah, speaking now.
Speak to me, Yah.
But are we listening? Are we listening? Thank you for allowing me to speak, Brother Hinsu. And Moray Katriel, it's always, it's such a blessing to hear your voice and hear your teachings. I just love you.
Thank you, Moray Katriel. Thank you, Ima Adora. Moray Katriel, did you get that request I sent you?
No.
I sent you a request that you read the 27th Psalms in closing.
The 27th Psalm? All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Ima. I love you, too. And it's always good to hear your fiery voice. There's not enough daughters of Zion crying out for our nation. And they're trying to kill us. Our enemy's trying to kill us with this Rona because we in the worst position. We ain't got health care. We out of work. We're going to suffer the most. They're going to make us suffer the most.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole lot
of them are crying out, Moray Katriel, with a lot of nonsense. They're not crying out like Ima Adora. a whole lot of like crying out with a whole bunch of imaginations and leaning to their own understanding.
I
read an article today where they said that this thing is going to hit the Latino, Latinos, Native Americans, and our people the hardest. It's going to hit our neighborhoods the hardest.
Doesn't everything? But listen, Ambassador Abraham was talking about every time they declare war on something, it's always on us. The war on crime, the war on drugs, the war on the coronavirus. We watching y'all with this war stuff.
But you know something? They forgot. They forgot one theme already. Almighty said all that they plotted against us, he's going to return it on their own heads.
And you know what we forgot? That Yah's our champion. That he's our deliverer. That he's our protector. That he exacts vengeance for us. He said, vengeance is mine. Who he exacts vengeance for?
That's why I don't run around like a chicken with my head cut off, okay?
There you go. And they should know, right? All these people that's oppressing us, they know our history. They're trying to hide it. But if they're really reading our history, everyone that put their hands on the apple of Yah's eye paid the ultimate price. That's all I'm saying. They should know. Babylon, Media, Persia, all of them. They paid. So keep on keeping on, like we say in the hood. Keep on keeping on. And you reap what you sow.
I sent you a piece in your instant message, Ray. And it's brother. I don't know whether he's over in Africa or what. I think it sounds as if he's singing in French, but they put up the English caption on what he's saying. But the music and the wording is just so anointing. And if you get a chance, watch it.
Okay. And I see the Most High smiting many people around the world. But he's sparing the continent of Africa. They're not getting hit as hard. And they pretty much used to dealing with pandemics because they try to, like, annihilate them with the Ebola and with the HIV. So they're used to this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But we ask that Yah protect his people, that he magnify himself, that he champion our cause, because they're trying to slay the elders. They're trying to slay the young. We got mad children out of school right now. They're being denied education. They're home driving their parents crazy. And their parents is worried about where they're going to get the next meal from. So if this is a time that you should find Yah, because Yah will guide you out of this situation, the time is now. And Yah will magnify himself. He ain't going to just come out the sky and crack it like he did with Moshe. You got to know Yah on that one-on-one level. Because he said, can't nobody save you but yourself. So you got to develop that that one-on-one relationship with the Most High now. And how you do that? By examining what he requires of us. And most of our people don't know what he requires of us. But he's repetitive. If you keep reading with us, you might get bored because it seems like we're saying the same thing over and over again. But that's to those who get bored, detriment, because there's always something you can uncover in the message that Yah is bringing us.
And if they truly love, and I'm going to end with this. If the leadership and these elders out here that's got the ears of Yah's people, if you truly love his people, and it's not all about you, but it's about Yah and his people, now would be the time that the voices of the elders should be shouted all over the place. Come and let us gather ourselves together.
In humility.
So that we can speak to our people in humility. Humble yourself. Get yourself off the way. And let go and let Yah. And speak the words. Speak the words of Yah into the ears of his people. For the Almighty says, had you caused my people to hear my words, you would have turned them from their wickedness. So elders out there, leaders, Nazis, Kohanes, and all these other great titles that you'd have stuck on yourself. All your Power Rangers out there that's on everybody's block. go out there and tell our people it is time. Zephaniah, gather thyself together, O nation, not desired, before the day of God's wrath come, so that we may be hidden. Teach our people. Gather yourselves together, you elders, sitting up there high polluting. Want to point the finger at who can out-talk who can outdo what Passover, whose Yom Kippur was greater than the other ones. Catch all that foolishness to the side. We're in judgment time. Teach our people to return back to their God.
Thank you, Ima.
And before I read the 27th Psalm, I'm going to read a verse in reference to what Ima is saying. In the book of Joel, the second chapter and the 17th verse says, let the priests who minister before Yah weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Yah. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn and a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the nations and the people, where is their Elohim? We know Yah is with us. So our leaders need to call for Yah to stand up in our defense and defend us against what we're facing.
Hallelujah.
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 So we will jump to a psalm of King David, the 27th Psalm. Hallelujah. Yah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yah is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. War on drugs, war on crime, corona war. One thing I ask from Yah, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of Yah all the days of my life and gaze on the beauty of Yah and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to Yah. Hear my voice when I call, O Yah. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Yah, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me. Elohim, my Savior. Though my father and my mother forsake me, Yah will receive me. Teach me your way, Yah. Leave me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of Yah in the land of the living. Wait for Yah. Be strong and take heart and wait for Yah. Hallelujah.
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 Ima Adore. Ima Adore. Any closing remarks on that psalm?
The only thing I can say is just take it to heart. And one thing I can point out is that if we're mindful, King David, is saying that he wanted to dwell in the house of God. And then he speaks about his temple, right? Well, we know at the time the temple hadn't been built. Okay? So what temple is King David speaking about? It's the same temple that we have today. Yah is our temple. Yeah, it's our temple. And
Karen,
it says that it, in Jeremiah, the seventh chapter, I think it's the fourth verse. You know, talking about the temple of Yah, the temple of Yah, the temple of these, amend your ways. Okay? And with that, I'm going to say, may Yah bless all of Israel, far or near. May he be your time of protection and your place of refuge in these days of judgment. May he open your ears, Israel, and your, to hear and to the eyes to see and know that he is Yah. Be still, be still, be comfort, and know that Yah is our rear regard. He's our rear protection. And let go all of what you've come to believe by the teachings of man. Let go all that you've come to believe by this religion that you've been given, this false religion. Let it all go and return back to your God. And meditate on these words that King David prayed, and let it become your prayer as well. Hallelujah. May Yah be good to all of this right now, giving him all the praise.
Thank you, Ima. Brother Maureen Cottrell, your closing remarks.
Yes, sir. I'm going to do the little jump around like they do in church. I'm going to take you back to Isaiah 20, 28.
This
Isaiah
ain't no
46.
Church.
That's how we learn, though. Jump around.
Okay.
Because we read Isaiah. It's not like we're jumping around. We read the whole book of Isaiah, didn't we? So we can go back as a reference, and I want to connect that to the psalm we just read. He said, Isaiah 40, verse 28 to 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Yah is the everlasting power, Elohim, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no man can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow old and grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait on Yah will renew their strength. They will mount up like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So again, the reiteration of waiting on Yah. And when you're waiting on Yah, you're trying to connect with Yah. You have faith in Yah. You trust in Yah. You understand what Yah is telling us to do. And you make that connection. And he stands up for you. He renews your strength. He said we will soar like eagles and run and not be weary and walk and not be faint. In addition to all the other things he's promising us when we reconnect, when we return, when we repent, and follow the instructions that he's given us while we're in this captivity. Praise Yah. May Yah bless all Israel. Fear not.
Thank you very much, my brother. Ima Adora, may the Most High bless you. Brother Maureen Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Listeners, may the Most High bless you. Lean not to your own understanding because your thinker's a book. And you ain't got to be running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Stay cool, calm, but collected. Get up on that rock where King David was, so you can get up neat the opinions of the Most High wings. You're worried about the wrong thing. That being said, I don't know where y'all going, but y'all finna get ready to get out of here. We love you. Again, thank you, Ima Hadara. Thank you, Brother Maureen Cottrell. And thank you, Most High, God of Israel, Isaac, and Jacob. And thank you, listeners, for studying with us, for searching this map, so we can get the best out of it, so that it becomes second nature to us, that we would know what the will of the Most High is. We love you. If you ain't got no love, you better get some love. Shalom. Good night.
For nearly 50 years in Nigeria, people have been suffering from illnesses caused by gas flaring and pollution because of big oil extraction companies such as Shell, Chevron, NNPC. In Niger Delta, Oshogo,